Okay, let's get into Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Ches. We are on Chav Zayin Mabez. We are in the middle of Perek Ein Ma'amidin, which talks all about the Inyanim of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, as we continue with this fascinating Masechta and dealing with old idolaters of old. And we got into, just at the end of the Shir yesterday, the Yehari Val Yavar. We had the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. We didn't paskin like, but we paskin like the Rabbanan, right, with the big three. I wanted to mention, to remind all of us, about the comment of the Maharal. The Maharal writes in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, in his commentary, Derech Chaim, why is it that we have the big three Averis? We know, we paskin even Bitzina. The big three Averis are Usser. So why Dafka the big three? Why are those the exception to the rule for V'chai Bohem V'losha Yamas Bohem? Right? What about Shabbos? Shabbos is a defining one according to some Gezel, but we paskin three. So why Dafka those three? So the Maral explains that those three are the opposites and the undermining of the three Amudim upon which the world stands. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. They're the opposites. So therefore, if one is involved in that, then one's undermining the pillars of the world. And therefore, there's nothing to do, right? So if you violate, then you're undermining the world, and that's why we have to give our lives to keep the pillars strong. What are they? So Avodah, we know, is Avodah Zarah. That's exactly parallel. Chesed is murder, but the Chiddush, or the Maral, is Torah is the opposite of Gili Arayis. What's the connection between those two? Gili Arayis is the most mundane, the most earthly, the most animalistic, this worldly event, a action, or area that we can be involved in, while Torah is the most sublime, the most uplifted, the most inspirational, heavenly, angelic ideas and activities that we can be involved in. And that's how those two are opposites as well, but those are part of the big three. And we, of course, paskin that the big three are Yehari Val Yavar and all the details discussed in Yaradeya, in Chelik Beis of Yaradeya. Okay, we continue now, second to last line, Chav Zayin Amabeis. Here we have the various issues continuing, issues of medicine and getting healed from Umos HaOlam, from Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then also the second half of today's daf is one of those dafim in Shas. There are a few of them. Right here is one. Gemara in Gittin has about two or three blot of it. Medicines in the Talmud. So that will be on Amabeis, and we'll talk about that Bez Hashem soon. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Makah Shemachal Lin Aleha Es HaShabbos, Amos Shabbat Mehen. So we're still talking about the idolaters that were very dangerous. They always wanted to kill Jews. They were involved in other terrible sins. So any type of sickness, illness, Shemachal Lin Aleha Es HaShabbos, that you'd be Mechal Shabbos for, meaning, code word, Pikuach Nefesh. Ein Mestrabin Mehen. If it's Bikuach Nefesh, Ein Mestrabin Mehen, then you cannot use them, because if it's Bikuach Nefesh, then they're going to want to kill you if you are deathly ill. Right? It's, good. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Major Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi against Mofus Rishonim. Rashi here says that this Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on what we said on yesterday's daf on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where we said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that even a Rivda to Kusilta, right, even a bloodletting, you're not allowed to get from them. So, says Rashi, this is arguing on that. So you see, only Mamish Pikuach Nefesh, you're not allowed to get from them, but anything less than that, a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, one would be able to be Misrapit from them. Right, Rashi in the last line. For less laid the Rabbi Yehuda, da Filu Rivda to Kusilta, lo Masi, he doesn't hold Rabbi Yehuda, holds that, but Rabbi Yochanan here argues on that Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos and the Ramban and the other Rishonim argue in their different ways. They don't think there's a machlokas here. Tosfos here is machalik between three types of cholim, which we're familiar. We'll get to this a little bit later in the terms of Hilchos Shabbos. But Tosfos says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, fourth line of Tosfos, l'kach nir Rabbeinu Tam, devade lo pligi Rabbi Yochanan. Lo pligi, they don't argue. For Rabbi Yochanan, ayri b'chole b'yesh bo sakana. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about mom is somebody who's a chole sheesh bo sakana, kagon maka shemachal lin alas haShabbos, ein l'esrabos mehen, you cannot use them, ki lo mare nafshayu, because if they kill the patient, nobody will say boo. They won't be ruining their reputation, because this patient's about to die anyway. They'll say, oh, I wasn't successful. Kiyim yamus, damatzi isht lishtamute, v'lomar misukanaya, he was going to die anyway. I tried my best. What can I do? So that's where we don't allow them to be involved. That is Rabbi Yochanan, only one that is mamash v'chal, we would be chal Shabbos for, pikuach nefesh. V'chi ein bo sakana mutar lishrapos. And if it's not you're allowed to. Even a non-mumche, devade lo yamitenu. If somebody's an ein bo sakana, he's not so sick, a non-mumche, nobody's going to kill him. Because he won't be able to get out of it. And if he kills, then he will be ruining his reputation. Okay, that is the first category. Ein bo sakana mutar lisrafos. I'm sorry, we already started this. Aval bibari, third category. Babari kagon rivda tukusilta, but a healthy person. What do you mean healthy? If you're healthy, then what are we talking about? So it must be lowest level ill person, mechush ba'alma, as we call it in Hilchos Shabbos. Then it's usur. Shovei kochavim azika v'nechoshesh. So an ovei kochavim is, if it's the worst, if it's the most sick, so then we cannot trust him because he won't have any deterrent. If he's in the middle, chol she'ein bo sakana, he's allowed because then he won't. People know that this person is not deathly ill, and if he kills him, then they would know he would ruin his reputation. But by a healthy person, by a mechush ba'alma, he also is not nervous. They wouldn't ruin his reputation as a doctor because the guy's not sick at all, right? They might be in fights, but the reason that he would ruin his reputation, that is not applicable here. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan says, any makkah that you're machal Shabbos for, pikuach nefesh, you cannot get healed from an overday avodah zara. V'ika d'amre, and others have a very similar but different formulation. Amar Abba Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol makkah shel chalol, ein misrapin mehen. Any makkah shel chalol, any type of illness of chalal, which means Rashi chalal gufo, you can't get misrapin from them. Sounds very similar. So may be nayu. What's the difference between saying if you're Machal Shabbos or it's a Makash Shachol, an internal organ problem? My Benayu, Iki Benayu, Gava Yad, Vagava Regel. The Nafkamina is where it's external, but it's very serious. Right? Makash Shachol means an internal organ. Right? Rashi, right? Shapir Shakun, Tosfa says, he quotes Rashi, Shekneged Chalal Haguf, it's inside the body. Right? Or Min HaChalal V'lefnim. So what's the Nafkamina if you have a serious illness, but it is outside the body, external. Damar Rav Ada, Bar Masa, Amar Rav, Gava Yad, V'Gava Regel, Harein K'makos Shacholo. Some part of maybe the Gava Yad, maybe it's with the wrist, a broken wrist or a broken ankle. K'makos Shacholo, U'machalin Alenas HaShabbos. Those are very serious, and one would be Machal Shabbos for those. That is an afkamina between the two formulations. Again, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is something very serious. Actually, this is not even on Shabbos. You know, actually, I mean, the rule that's mentioned is the litmus test is Shabbos, to know how serious it is. But the context we're talking about is just a refuah any day of the week. But that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos bechlal is obviously a huge topic. The poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah quotes earlier Achronim, that every Rav has to make sure that people know about the halachas before the situation comes up. Because if somebody has to ask, so hareza shofech damim, the Gemara says, hanishal, right? The Shmir Shabbos, all a perek lamed beis. And the Shmir Shabbos is all about dine pikuach nefesh. So just to read a little bit. Chayav adam lahatzos hakol, k'te lahatzel nefesh miyisrael. If there's even a suffix, it's even a small chance that there is pikuach nefesh here, and if you do it, hareza meshubach. And quoting from the Rambam, uksha osin dvarim elu. Ain osin loy de nachrim loy de ktanim loy de noshim kishelote shabbos kala beneim el al de gdolei yisrael vechachameim. Go by the gdolei yisrael, right? Go the greatest, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman. I've quoted this story in the past. Somebody was asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, what should I do with my yarmulke when I drive the ambulance on Shabbos? You know, for Maris Sinai issues. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. You put on your strimal when you put on the when you go into the ambulance. That was his lashon. But also lisbamei bechol shabbos lachol sheish mosakana. We're not allowed to be misbamei. We're not allowed to delay. Ulechom mikra acher shabikuach nefesh. Why? Because it says Ashayaso some hadam v'chay bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. Halamadata, according the Rambam, she'ein mishpatei Torah nekama ba'olam ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. Derechad achay noam. And these apikarsim that say chilul Shabbos va'aser, that is totally wrong. And if somebody's machal Shabbos for a chola, ein ze nikri chilul ela adaraba ze karui shmiras Shabbos. That's shmiras Shabbos. That's based on Aruch Chaim in Parshas Kisisa. And then the Shmir Shabbos continues. Mechalan as a Shabbos latzolas chayi adam gam im ein b'maisa atzola elakadi laharach es chayav l'shaw kala bilvad. Right? Even if it's just for a shaw kala, as we discussed on the last daf, about chayi shaw, we paskin that you're Michal Shabbos and do anything, even for Chayei Shara. Shah. And ain't hevdel. Bein Chilul Shabbos la'tzolas Chayei Ha'adam. Hanase ayidechol la'atzmo. Bein Chilul Shabbos. Hanase ayidechayim ha'osim l'mano. It doesn't matter if it's, saving him from something that had, that he did to himself, or not. Right. That's also, again, a big discussion, in the postkim. If a chole, what about if a chole refuses, right, treatment? Say to him, Mishachnea him. Yesh l'shachno. Shachil Shabbos. The Zorbi Lo'nevish Mitzvah. Right. So Kedoshim him. We don't want to be Michal Shabbos, right? It comes up on Yom Kippur too. Somebody has a chiyuv to eat on Yom Kippur because of a choli. They don't want to. People don't want to, right? We don't want to, violate, even if we have the answer. That's Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. What exactly is Sakanas? That's the big discussion in the Shmir Shabbos. We'll see later on if there's more time to get back to that. But says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Zutra Bartov Yamarav. On third formulation, about what is considered serious, and if it's very serious, then you cannot let them do it, because you cannot let the Ovdi Elilim do it, because then they might kill you. Now we're expanding to Shabbos in general. Any illness that needs omen, needs an estimation, is this life-threatening, is it knife, not life-threatening, meaning Savi Bikoch Nefesh, Mechal Shabbos for, ask the Ritva, that's Pashut. You know, that's the Halacha of Savi Bikoch Nefesh, Mechal and it's a Shabbos. Says the Ritva, maybe there's an added point here. What if there are no doctors around, and the patient himself says, yeah, no, I think it's fine, I think I'm fine. But other people in the family are much more worried. Even if the patient thinks it's fine. Says the Ritva, that's the case of Chiddush here. That you're Mechal Shabbos. V'yesh lomar, ta'akamash balanshim, ein kan rofim. V'gam chole, eina omer klum. Kivan shehi mesukenes kolkach, sheniris le'inenu shetzricha refua. Right, it seems so dangerous. V'shiyish basavik misa mechalin alev zashabes v'lo namtin l'rofim. Don't wait for the doctors. If you think, if you have a hunch, it doesn't mean if somebody stubs their toe, I'm going to die and I have to go to the hospital. But it means, you know, if there is a certain level of percentage, and it looks like that in other people, even if the patient or the doctor doesn't say, still it is what we hold, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses also in Shinchat Ches Sif Yodalid. Again, all the poskim discuss this. All the Gemaras at the end of Yuma also discuss the Shinchat Ches is the siman in Aruch Chaim that discusses this. Hayachol sheish bo sakana v'tzarech basar shochtin lo v'inomrim nachlenu nevela and hayachol. Sorry, that's the one. That's the previous Yudala. Tezvav, that's also an important halacha. Dua harofim, shetzarek rogor zachas. If the doctors say one thing, if the doctors say this, if the patient says this, we're always machmer, we always go b'chumra, right? Meaning in terms of pikuach nefesh, and we always try, partly based on this ritva. Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, continuing, v'hai ishtat semirta, this high fever, kemako shel chalal dami, u'machalin alev zashabes. Right, that if you have somebody has a high fever, again, one has to know, you know, a lot of medicine to know exactly about these details. Mehechan makas shal chalo, from where, what's considered internal? What's considered internal? Pirush Rabbi Yami min asafa v'lefnim, from the lips on in. Anything you can't see? Boy, Rabbi Elazar. Kachei v'shini mei, what about the gums and the teeth? Right, are those external? Kivan da akusha, right, so those are beis hastarim, let's say, for Hilchas Tevila. But, you know, what is, what about for this halacha? Kivan da akushe ninu kamaka dibarai damu, because they are hard. So maybe they're similar to external limbs. But all of the internal limbs are mushy and soft. But here, teeth and gums are harder. Odilma, kivan da gavai kami, because physically they're inside. Kamaka shachal damu. So somebody has a really bad toothache. Is that called maka shachal or not? Amar Abaya Tashma. Well, let's see. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Hachoshish Bashinov, if somebody has a toothache, Hachoshish Bashinov, Lo Yigama Ben Asachomets, he's not allowed to gargle vinegar. Not allowed to gargle vinegar. Why? Because that's included in the Isser of Shchika Samamanim, the Isser of taking medicines on Shabbos, because Gzeira Chazal goes there. Maybe I might come to grind the medicines. Almost all medicines then were made by grinding. So the Gemara says in Shabbos and Dafnun Gimel, Omen Beis, Gzeir Bishav Shechika Samamanim. And Rashi says there, Di Sharis Shum Refua, Asi Lemishre Shechika Samamanim, V'yisur Daraisa Davi Tochein. So it's a Gzeir of Tochein. So here, the Chazal said, you're not allowed to gargle with the chomets. The Gemara says there, if you swallow it, then it's okay. Because that's called Machal Briyim. Any type of food that you take for medicinal purposes, but if it's food, then it's okay. If I hate chicken soup and I'm only having chicken soup because I have a cold, that's mutter on Shabbos. That's ma'achal b'riyim. But here it says, you spit it out. If you swallow it, it's okay. But we'll get back to that. Let's just first, let's just finish. So if you have a toothache, you can't gargle the vinegar. Choshesh u'delo. Ha'kayev le'tuba shaperdami. Masha, only if you're choshesh, if he has a little toothache. But if it hurts him a lot, shaperdami, then maybe he can. So isn't that why? Because that's called a makah shachalal. So isn't this Mishnah, mashma, that a makah toothache is a makah shachalal, it's called an internal answer? Dilma, tana, hecha, tekav, le'tuba, choshesh dami, karele. Maybe the Tana is calling even a really bad toothache choshesh. If you have something in your tooth, a little, a lot, that is all called Maka, that's all called choshesh, and therefore maybe this Mishnah is a raya the other way, meaning lamaisa, it's not a raya either way. So we know the Issa Drabanan, just talk about it for a little bit, of Gzera Shiris Amamanim, as it just came up here, Issa Drabanan on Shabbos. The question is, where does that apply to? And obviously, as we were just saying, does not apply to a chola sheyesh bo sakana. A chola that is a yesh bo sakana, or a chola that might become a yesh bo sakana if we don't do the medicine, a diabetic, and many other examples, so then they're allowed to take medicine for sure. They can drive to the hospital if they need to. That's not the issue. But the chiluk is between the other two categories. Right? We know there's chola sheyesh bo sakana, for sure can take medicine. But then you have the other two, chola sheyein bo sakana, and Mechush pa'alma or chola b'miksas, the chilek between those two. Because we hold that even by a chola she'ein bo sakana, still a Jew is allowed to take medicine. Because it goes down one level. Chola she'ish bo sakana, a Jew could even do a daraisa. Chola she'ein bo sakana, a Jew could do a drabanan, and a guy could do a daraisa. Right? So a Jew could do a drabanan. That includes taking medicine. That's an issa drabanan. So if somebody's a chola she'ein bo sakana, one can do that. So when can one take medicine and Tylenol and Advil? So you have to know, am I in the category of a chola she'ein bo sakana or less than that? It's sometimes difficult to know exactly, but generally the post can say, if somebody can't sit at the Shabbos table, somebody has to go to the couch, somebody has such a bad toothache, somebody has the flu, somebody's in bed, bedridden. Bedridden is a chola she'ein bo sakana, and therefore one is allowed to take medicine in that regard. Many different applications to that, but that's generally the chilek. How bad is it? There are many built-in heterim to this isser, as we know. We just mentioned one. If it's food, ma'achol b'riyim. But there are others. Preventative is not called medicine. The only chash, chazal aser, was that you're sick, and therefore, oh, you might come to grind in order to take the medicine. But preventative medicine is okay. The Shulchan Aruch discusses. You could put a bandage on that has a disinfectant on it to prevent infection. Right, that's preventative. That's not healing anything. Right, if somebody knows that after they eat cholent they're going to get heartburn, they could take a Tums beforehand because that's preventative. It's preventative, and therefore it will be that'll be mutter. Many say use discussion of the poskim vitamins. Vitamins. So there's a couple of heterma vitamins. Number one, people say it's machal b'riyim. Right? How many people are sick in the world? And how many people take vitamins in the world? A lot more people are sick. So vitamins are number one, they're food. And number two, maybe it's preventative. Vitamins is to make your body strong in order not to get sick. It's not healing anything, and therefore vitamins would be okay. Right? The Shvir Shabbos Paskins, one is allowed to spray insect repellent. Right? Or somebody's allowed to spray sunscreen. Right? And not if it's a cream, but if it's a spray, if it's liquid, right? Because all of these are preventative. There's not a problem by preventative. And there are other heterim as well. If somebody takes medicine over an extended period of time, that might not be called taking medicine on Shabbos. The Tzitz Eliezer has a discussion of that. But that is related to this, or Shchikas Amanim, and that's this case over here. One of the sources is HaChoshesh Bishina of this Mishnah. Okay, but we continue now. Third to last skinny line. Tashma. Let's try again, trying to prove whether a toothache is considered an internal makah shel chalal or not. Tashma. Reb Yochanan chash b'tzavdina. He had a certain type of illness. Tzavdina. What's tzavdina? Some type of toothache. Tcholi hashinayim, Rashi says. Ozel gaba dehimatrisa. He went to this woman who had medical expertise, of the chamsha umali chamsha. She made the medicine from Thursday and Friday. Amar le lamachramai. Then he says, what am I going to do tomorrow? I can't come here tomorrow. Amrale, lo tzricha. She says you don't need it. Don't worry about it. Eat tzricha. What if I do need it? Amra, she says, okay, I'll tell you what it is. But you have to swear to me. It's my secret concoction. Ishtava li dula maglis. Swear to me that you're not going to reveal the ingredients. Ishtava la le'alaka Yisrael lo magilna. I swear I'm not by the le'alaka Yisrael to the God of Israel. I will not reveal it. Gal Yulei, so she told him. L'machar nafak drasha b'pirka. The next day, Rabbi Yochanan went and gave shir about it, then publicized it in the little shir. So he put it out there. Vayishtamas, how do you do this? Yerushalmi has a question, and I'm not going to read it, but Yerushalmi has a question, whether it's what happened to her in the end. Was she happy about that or not happy? Some say she was happy. She realized that Tzibur needs it. Right? Other people say she was not happy, and maybe she was ma'abedes atzma ladas, because she lost her secret. But in any case, Rabbi Yochanan went out, so Gemara says, how do you do that? Vayishtavala, he swore to her. He swore to the God of Israel, I'm not revealing it. But to other people, I would reveal it. Meaning, getting out of the words. But says the Gemara, come on. There's a Chil Hashem. Yes, maybe he had the best intentions in mind. Because there were many people that needed this refuah. And she was being stingy with it. But Chil Hashem. To Gali Lamikara, he really told her beforehand that he was going to do this. He said right after the Shvua, you know what? It wasn't a real Shvua. I didn't really have full das. And therefore, I'm allowed to do it. A lot to say about that story, but let's just finish the sentence first. Alma, what do you see from this story? That he needed this on Shabbos. So, kamaka shalchal damya. It must be a very strong illness. And then we say teeth are considered the maka shalchal. Amar dachan by Yitzchak, sharni tzavdina, holomascha bapet, v'gomer b'nei me'ayim. Right? Maybe this sickness that he had was different. Because that's a very serious. It starts in the mouth, but it goes to the intestines. And therefore, it's very serious. And we don't want to play games. Maisi Mari, how do you know if you have it? Rami Midi Bekachi, if you put anything on your gums, Umaisi Dhamma Medari, then blood starts coming out of your teeth. Mimai Havi, where does it come from? Mikiriri Kiriri Dechiti, from eating cold wheat. Umichamimi Chamimi Desari, or eating hot barley. Umishira Kisa Daharsana, leaving leftovers, the remnants of like little fish brine. My Abdalay, so how do you heal it? What's the remedy? Amar Avacha Brei Durava, Mesar, Veshemen Zayis, Umelach. Right, you have yeast, water, oils, olive oil, and salt. Omar Baravashi Amar, a different Mishcha da Avza, Begatva da Avza. Oil and fat of a goose, when you put that on, you apply it with the feather of a goose. Okay, period. Amar Abaya, I'm sorry, one more. Amar Abaya, Ana Abdi Kulu, I did all of these voitsi and it didn't work. None of these refuahs worked. Ad Amrali Ahutaya, until a certain merchant said to me, Asi Kashyasa Dezesa, bring pits of olives to Lomalu Tilsa, that didn't grow a third, Vikalinu Amara, and burnt Chadata, and burn it on a med on a new hoe, Vidavikbe Didari, and then stick it on the teeth. Abdi Akavitsi, and then that worked. That worked. Fine. We'll get back to Hashem, some of these medicines soon. But either way, a couple of points to mention. Rabbi Yochanan says to this woman, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So I can't. What should I do tomorrow? So how would we have understood the Gemara? I can't be here because I can't make it on Shabbos. I live somewhere else. Rashi says I'm going to be busy with my talmidim. I'm going to be giving shir. My eved delomatzina lamesi gabach mevrei talmidai b'nei kala. I'm going to be giving shir. Oh, so it's a shirim on Shabbos. There's a whole discussion in the poskim about Shabbos being a unique day of learning. We know the Torah quotes the Medrash from Parshas Vayakhel. The Torah in Siman Reish Sadi says, V'yachar Hashena, after you take a nap on Shabbos, Kovin Medrash, K'di'isa B'Medrash, Amra Torah L'Vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, K'shei Yikansu Yisrael La'aretz, when B'nei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, Zeratz L'Karmo, V'Zeratz L'Sadeu, everybody's going to go to their vineyard and their field, V'Ani Matehei Olai, what's going to be with me? Amar La Yishli Zug Shani Mizavig Lecha V'Shabbos Shmo Torah. I'm going to give you a couple. Shabbos Shehem B'Telem Imelachtam V'Yicholon La'Asok Becha. That's the Medrash. Al Kain. Therefore, the Torah says Tzorach Sheikvu Medrash LaHodia La'Am Eschukei Elokim V'Es Torosav. And this Medrash says the Beis Yosef is the source for having Shiurim on Shabbos afternoon. The Rav gives a Shiur. Mikan Samchu B'Chol Tvutos Agola Lis Kabeitz V'Bad Knesios L'Kros Mikra Ful Lidrash V'Devri Agada Achar Suudas. Should he do halacha? Should he do agada? The Beis Yosef sounds like agada. The Bach says no. Ikar adrasha. Right? It's the diak and the medrash. Lalame is chukin lekim is torosav. Laharis hilcha Shabbos. Haaser v'amuter. Right? That is the, so one should partake and make themselves avail themselves to very shiurim. The Mishnah Berurah screams about this. Vizeo tachachas megula. Reish tzadi siv katan zayin. Vizu tachachas megula. This is open rebuke. La osen o anashim shimit tailin ba esahi. Bishvakam rechobos. You want to take a walk on Shabbos? Great. But not during the time they're supposed to be learning. Ki afilu sudha Shabbos. She mitzvah aser oz bebnei vitel Torah. Vikoshkin latayel o laharbos oz besicha batela she aser. Good. There is a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Me'iri quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Rama quotes this Yerushalmi. The Rama in that siman, Reish Sadi, discusses. The Gemara says that there's one. The Yerushalmi says there's one brisa that says that you should be, fill Shabbos with eating and drinking and sleeping. One says you should fill Shabbos with learning and being spiritual. The Gemara answers, "Kan b'talmud chacham, kan ba'am ha'aretz." So which is which? So one would have thought the Talmud Chacham enjoys himself by learning and spiritual matters, and Am Haaretz is by eating and drinking and sleeping. The Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi doesn't say. The Me'iri explains, and the Rama quotes this pshat as well in Siman Reish Sadi. No, you got to do something different. If you're busy working all week, you have to spend time learning on Shabbos. If you're learning on Shabbat the whole week, then you can take a little break and relax. I'm reading the Rama. Yasku Yoser b'Torah b'Shabbos b'Tamad Chacham. Hoskim b'Torah kol yimei Shavua. V'Tamad Chacham yamshichu Yoser ba'oneg achila v'siyaksas. Tarehim misangim b'limudam kol yimei Shavua. They have that whole. The whole week they have that. And therefore, whatever we do during the week, we should try to make it different on Shabbos. Fascinating, though. What should one learn? Right? We should learn whatever we want to learn. Right? That's fine. But still, there's a Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in Reish Mem Hei, in Hilchos Melamdim, says that you shouldn't teach children new things on Shabbos. Right? They used to have school on Shabbos. Why? Because it's hard. It's hard. Just review. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes maybe just the opposite. It's harder to review. Teaching new things is exciting. So one has to know what one enjoys in terms of learning it the first time, learning it the second time. Either way, just to end this discussion with the Shari Tshuva quoting the Shlach Kadosh there on that siman. It's all in Siman Reish Sadi in Arachayim. Shachayev Adam Lechadesh Chidushei Torah. We have to be mechadesh on Shabbos, or at least learn something new. As it says in the Zohar, the Mimotzi Shabbos, v'chazaras neshama yisera lemkoma, when the neshama yisera goes back, shoel osa kadosh baruch hu, machidish amarta b'torah. Right? What you say? So our neshama is going to be asked. So we have to do our best to be mechadesh, or at least learn something new every Shabbos. Okay, but this is all a little bit about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who, right, told this woman that, I'm sorry, I can't come tomorrow, I'm going to be busy with my Talmidim. But there are other important points here to mention. The Ritva here says, right, how did this Tzchil Hashem element, he took the Shvua and he didn't listen, says the Ritva, right here in our discussion. The Ritva says, Vishma Mina. Once the Gemara says, as long as you reveal to it, it works. The Shema Mina, the Kol Shenishba LaGoyim, Shvua She'in Shvua Menadin, Kivan She'in Agoy Yodeyazeh, Osir Lavra, Olevim Nechil Hashem, Achi Galo Kodem Lachem. Even if in your mind it wasn't a Shvua, unless you told the person, you're not allowed to be over. Right? The Gemara says, only because there was a Giloy, was it allowed? But again, one has to be so careful in terms of Chil Hashem. In this case, the context must have been, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't out to get somebody. It must be that he felt this was what the Tzibur needed. There's such a Refua, the Tzibur needs to hear this. The Rambam writes about this as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. Very crucial Rambam. This is a refrigerator Rambam. Right, we've also often mentioned there's a couple of Rambams that are refrigerator Rambams. There's one about couples in Hilchos Ishus. This is a refrigerator Rambam. Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, Perakei, Alacha Yud Aleph. Yesh Dvarim Acherim Sheheim Bechlal Chilul Hashem. There are some things that are included in Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem that we don't realize. We think Chil Hashem is doing a terrible Avera in public in front of so many people who are going to hate God because of my actions. But, says the Rambam, it can be less than that. Anything that is inappropriate in the eyes, and it depends on the person here. V'hu sheyasa adam gadol b'torah u'mefursam b'chasidus dvarim shabrios merananos achara b'shvilan. A great person, the greater you are, the worse, the more danger it is, that people are going to talk about you. V'yavo b'she'enam aveiros, even if they're not aveiros, hari zechilul es Hashem, kigon, shalokech v'ininosin d'mei alekach la'alter. You don't pay right away. You don't pay. Yarbe b'schok, you're too... You know, too much levity. Oh, ba'achilu v'shasiyei salami aretz uvenehen. Or you're too much involved in the eating and the drinking with the hamonam. O she'ein diburo benachasim habrios. I don't talk nicely. I have a rough way of talking. Ve'eno makbilan v'sever panim yafis. I don't smile at people. I don't greet people properly. El baktata v'kas. I'm always argumentative. I'm angry. Hakol lefi gavlo shel adam. If we think we're great, then we have an even bigger responsibility. Tzarach shiyadaktik al atzmo v'yaseh lefnim mishuris hadin. V'chein, and then he says the opposite. If you do it, imdiktik hachacham al atzmo v'yitzibur v'nachas emabrios v'daitamu revesi mohem. And everybody loves me. U'makbilon v'seir upon him yafes ne'lavem v'no'ovam v'chabed lahem. And I give them covet. Venose venose beemuna velo yarbe barichos ameharas v'yeshivason velo yiratamit ella. But where do people always see me? What do I do in my free time when I'm sitting there? Ella osik batora atuf batzitzes mukhtar batfilin v'yosav b'chol masa l'fim mishuras adin. If you do all that, people praise you, love you, and desire to be like you. Right? Three things. If you do all of that, hareza kiddush es Hashem. That's a kiddush Hashem. Quoting the pasuk. But that's chil Hashem, and in that context, that's like here. The Gemara said, how could he do it? He must have announced it beforehand. One final point, the Chashuke Chemet, specific to our case, discusses here, there was a doctor in a hospital that was getting old, and as he was retiring, he knew exactly a certain chachma, how to heal somebody, how to heal people with this chachma of his. And as he's half semi-retired, they said, could you please teach us? He's like, well, if I teach, I'm not going to lose my parnasa. Lose my parnasa, so, you know, what am I, I don't want to. So, on the one hand, he feels he doesn't want to, but on the other hand, he's like, do I have to? So he says, Nireh, says Rav Zilberstein, to bedavar shein boch shum chash pikuach nefesh, eno chayav limsor asidro. If it's not pikuach nefesh, maybe not. Where do you know this from? From the Mishnayos in Yuma. Remember those Mishnayos? Beis Avtinus didn't want to teach the Ktores, and the Beis Garmu didn't want to teach the Lechem Aponim. They were experts in the Lechem Aponim and these, and when the Chachamim heard, Shishamu HaChachamim, Amru, Kama Shavakash Baruch Hu, Lechvodo Barah, Shalchu Lahem, Velo Bo'u, Kaflu Lahem Escharam, Ubechal Yom Ayin Olim, Shnei Masri Mana, Vechulu, Yodimanu, says the Gemara, Shabayis Asidli Charev, Veshem Ayum and Adam Shinam Ahugan. It's all Lashem Shamayim, says the Meiri on that Gemara, there in Yuma Lamed Ches, Kol Shatzibur Ro'in Be'echad, Shenimnami Lalamed L'Ru'uyim L'kach, Dover sheish kiddush Hashem b'idiyaso, sheyicholam l'salko, ba'osa umnis hamasu lahem, v'lim nasacher tachto, v'loshim si b'acheres, mikol makom, kol shekavan asol ha-shamayim, if you had good intentions, you're allowed to not give it over. You're allowed to not give it over. But if, number one, it's, you don't have a good reason, or, Nira, says the Rav Zilberstein, shekash shuvlo yuchal ha-obed l'shtamesh b'mum chiyuso. You're retired. V'shuvlo yuchal gam lato elis ma'asit b'ha'avarato l'banav l'krovav, menaroi lo la'abed matana tova zu me ha'olam, v'bechinas al timna tov mi b'aylov, v'roi limsar sod ha'miksoa ul'han chilo l'tzibar v'to'alto. Right? You should give it to Klal Yisrael, give it to the world, they would need that. But again, you always have to be worried. He ends off with chil Hashem issues. Chil Hashem issues are a huge application. I want us to make sure that one is not violating anything in that regard. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. Reb Yochanan, halfway through the wide lines, Reb Yochanan, Hechi Yavet Achi, how did Reb Yochanan go to this woman in the first place? V'amar Av Avrechana, Amar Reb Yochanan, Kol Maka, Shemachalina, Lovas HaShabbos, Yemes Shabbat Mehen. Didn't today's daf start it off with? You can't go to these idolaters. And we assume this Matronisa was one of them. Adam Chashav Shaini, Adam Chashav, they're not going to play around with. They don't want to get into problems with the authorities. And therefore, Adam Chashav is allowed to go. Usually, Adam Chashav has a higher standard. Here, he has a lower standard. He's allowed to go. Rabbi Avo, Adam Chashav, Have. What do you mean? Rabbi Avo was also an Adam Chashav. V'rami le Yaakov Mina Sama Ashake. And Yaakov Mina, this, we've had him already, right? This Min put certain type of medicine on his thigh. The lo Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi delechachuhu l'shake. If Rabbi Ravasi wouldn't have licked it off, Paskal Shaki would have lost his leg, would have lost his thigh. So what he means, he's an Adam Chashuv, so was he allowed? But I'm saying he was Adam Chashuv, and we see that it was still dangerous. To Rabbi Yochanan, Rofei Mumcha Have. Rabbi Yochanan's case, she was a Rofei Mumcha, and that's why it was okay. Says the Gemara, to Rabbi Yavo, Nami Rofei Mumcha Have. There was also Rofei Mumcha by Rabbi Yavo. Shiny Rabbi Yavo, to Mukmi Be Mini Ben Avshayu, Tomos Nafshi in Plishtim. They really hated Rabbi Yavo. They were ready to throw it all away. They were ready to ruin their position. They were ready to do anything to get rid of Rabbi Avo. And that's why that case was different. But generally, if they're nervous, if they're concerned, Adam Chashav is shiny, and they wouldn't have to back away. Tosfos discusses this case. Tosfos on yesterday's daf, Chav Zayin Amabes. Tosfos and Shiny discusses, right, the Gemara said earlier that a min is even worse than an Ovedes Kochavim. So even if you have kulas by an Ovedes Kochavim, by a min is worse. So here, aren't we talking about min? So when it talks about a min, so why isn't that, why it should have been also for that reason? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo. Says Tosfos on the fifth line or so, the af b'minim. Lo asur ela b'refua shemazkir basham avodas kochavim. Only the avodas are mentioned. The omer shavodas kochavim mo elas lekach That's for sure usher. But if not, if it doesn't don't mention it, then there's no issue. If he's just being his regular professional self. The Tosfos Reed has a different answer. The footnotes and the Achronim wonder what the svar is. Tosfos Reed says, Rofe Mumch is okay. Rofe Mumch is okay by, even by Minim. The question is, what do you mean? By Min, it's about, not Asul Aruye, but Min is about Asilim Shuche Abasra. So if it's Asilim Shuche Abasra, why would it make any difference whether there's a Mumch or not? Okay, the discussion exactly what the svar for the Tosfos Reed could be. Okay, we are up to one of the medicine gemaras in Shas, as we've said, with Amar Shmuel. Shmuel was one of the great doctors in Shas. My father always likes to quote that he was busy taking care of everybody, so he didn't have time to get smicha. Right, that's Shmuel, one of the great doctors, right? He knew everything. He knew everything, many gemaras about Shmuel's amazing chachma. But before we even see the medicines in the gemara, yes, there are many that we hypothesize. And there have been books written. My father's written svarim about the what exactly these medicines and these illnesses, how do they parallel to today's medical findings. But we know there's already a Cher Makadmonim going back many, many centuries that we are not allowed to use the medicines that are listed here or try to use them, right? Either because if we use them, we don't know exactly what they are and how much. And number two, even if we do know, if they don't work, you know, we're going to be mevazeh, we're going to make fun, and we're going to scoff. Right, this is quoted right at the beginning of Dine Rofe in the Yoredei Shilam and Vav. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Maharil on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Nitna HaTorah Rishus LeRofe LeRapos. Right, the Torah gives Rishus for the doctor to heal. Umitzvahi uBechlal Pikuach Nefeshu VeMoneh Atzmar Izeshovech Damim. Right, it's a huge mitzvah to be a doctor. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in the name of the Maharil. Call refuah shebechol a Talmud osur v'nasur zosam. You now let it go by medicines of the Talmud. Mishum de ein adam yachol amon alikaron v'chelo yalo biyadam yil agu v'yil lag lagu al divrei chachamim. Milvan ma deisa b'shabes. Maybe there's one exception. Mishesh lo etzim begrono. Right? How do you get it out? V'halacha shazeh baduk menuse. So that's known. Lochein osur levan matir v'lo shum acher yoser. And he quotes other achronim as well, and this is also quoted in the Maharshal in his svarim. So again, we don't use this. So again, why is this here? Again, part of it is, as we like to mention, Gemara has everything. Gemara has everything. There's something that we can learn from these halachas as well. So we'll go through it and we'll make some ha'aris as we can. But we'll have to just get through it through the medicines. Amar Shmuel, Hai Padasa, right, once we're talking about medicine being healed from the Ovedes Kochavim, so we talk in general. Hai Padasa Sakantahi, this Padasa, some type of wound from inflicted by a sword. It's danger, or machalan alas Shabbos. Maya susa, what's it? So how do you heal it? Lemifsak dama, to stop the blood, tachli bachala. You take cress in vinegar. La asuke, to get the skin to grow back. Garda the yavla, vagirda the asna. Some type of scrapings of some types of plants. O nikra mikilkalta, or some types of little pecks from a garbage dump. Amrev safra, high invisa, a certain type of boil that's shaped like an anav, a grape. Parvanka, the malacha de mosahi. That's the shliach of the malacha mavis. So you gotta be careful with it. Maya susa, how do you heal it? Tigna bedufsha, o karpasa betilya, right, a certain type of item put in honey, or another type of item, from the word karpas, betilya in wine. And meanwhile, till you get that ready, lacy invasa basmina, you bring a grape that's the size exactly of the boil, v'nig nadar ilave, rubbing on it, chivarti lechivarti, v'uchmasi lochmasi, a white grape to a white grape, and a black grape, a dark grape to a dark grape. Period. Amarava, hi simta. Somebody has some type of dangerous blister. Parvanka deeshtahi. That is the messenger of a fever. Maya susa. That means fever is coming. How do you heal it? Limche shisin iskotle. You take your finger like 60 times and you bang against it. Velikri shesi va'ariyat. Then you cut it in both directions to let the pus out. This is all you have to do that if it doesn't have a white tip. If it has a white tip, less fun, but don't worry about it. It's already soft and it's going to heal itself. Rabbi Yaakov, chosh. The pika Rav Yaakov was once feeling, had a pain in his pika. Pika Rashi, pitabash al beis rei. Right? In his rectum, he had some type of illness. Orile Rebbe Ami, va'amrila Rev Asi, orile, lacy shave, bene ohala tona, bring 7 seeds of ohel tola up, certain types of seeds, v'tzayirla b'chalula debeit savara, and tie it in a garment that you ripped off from the neck of a shirt, v'lichrech ilavei nira barka, and tie it up with animal hair, v'tamish le benatva chivra, and then dip it into some type of dip, not v'chivra, white dip, v'likle, and burn it, u'badile lave, and then spread it on the affected area. Adhachi v'hachi, but until you get to that point, meanwhile, Lase kishisa, bring some seeds, the asna of bring some seeds of asna, right? Seeds of a bush, Rashi says, prihasne, lenech pika, lahadi pika, slit it open and put that next to the infected area. Vahanimili pika ila. And this is all if it's an external wound and infection. Pika tata mai, what about an internal? So then you have other issues. Lase tarva that svirta. You bring the fat of a tzipirta, right, a goat that never had a baby, v'lifshar v'lishtile, and you melt it and you apply it. V'loed, if you don't have that, lysi tlas tarfa kra demiapshi, bring 3 dried out gourd leaves. Kra is one of the simanim that we have on Rosh Hashanah. Betula, that was dried in the shade. V'likle, and you burn it. V'liv der ilave, and you put that concoction on the wound. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, lacy, mishkede chilzone, you bring some shells of a chilazone, of some snails. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, maisi mashakira, bring some oil and wax mixture. V'linkot bishachki, and you take it in bishachki to kitna b'kaita, and you put it in a cloth, In the summer, the worn out cloth in the summer, udiimar gufna besisva, and you use cotton in the winter, and in that way, that would work. Second wide line. Rabbi Yavao chash ba'udne, Rabbi Yavao had an earache. Orile, Rabbi Yochanan, va'amrile be'medrasha, my orile. Or in the base medrash, the following. Ki hadam rabaya, amrile aim. Abaya, we know it's an orphan. He always used to quote his mother, which was the woman who took care of him. Lo ivri kulyasa el udzna. Kidneys were created to help out the ears. So liquid from the kidneys could help out the ears. Vamarava, amarli manyomi asya. Manyomi, the doctor told me. Kolu shakyanu kashal udzna. All liquids are bad for ears. Labar mimaya de kulyasa. Except for liquid from the kidneys. Lysi kulyasa de barcha karcha. So they brought a kidney of a bald goat, v'likri shesi v'arei, they opened it up both ways, v'leinach amalala de nura, they put it on hot coals, v'hanu maya, the nafki minei, the liquid that went out of that, l'shdinu b'udnei, they throw that, that's what you put those drops into the ear. Lo karir lo chamiri, chamimi elabshure, not hot, not cold, just lukewarm, those drops. V'lo, and if you don't have that, all things about ear issues. Laisi tarba dechipushta gamlanisa, you bring the fat of another type of animal, v'lifshar, you melt it, v'lishtile, and you put it into the ear. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, l'malye l'udna mishcha, you fill the ear with oil, v'levit shave psilta da'as pasta, you make 7 wicks of aspasta, that's some type of reed, v'lesi shufta detuma, and you put in some type of garlic, v'lesuv barka b'chad resha, and you tie animal hair from one side, v'le b'hunura, you have this long thing, and you light part of it on fire, v'idach resha mosa b'udna, the other part you put near the ear, maybe the flame from the other side, and the smoke will help clean it out. V'lesuv udna l'hadanura, and you put the ear next to the, near the flame, obviously not where you burn yourself, yizdar mizika, be careful from the wind, right, where the fire is going to come, you got to be careful about this, v'nishkol chada v'nana chada, you put one in, when that gets burned up, you put another one in, until the ear gets cleaned out. Lishna achrina, v'ilo, a different version below, and if you don't have that, lysi shap silta bikra, v'shayifle mishcha das pasta, again, bring 7 wicks, and you smear it with balsam oil, v'naisi chad resha benura, put 1 edge in the fire, v'chad resha beudnai, and 1 in the ear, v'nishkol chada, v'nana chada, v'yizdaher mizika. Again, put 1 side in, 1 side not in, and be careful of the wind, of the breeze, you don't want to get caught on fire. V'ilo, laisi udna udra denada. And if not, you don't have that, bring violet wool. Delo mishakif, that was never combed. V'naga, v'nanachbe, and put it in the ear. V'litle l'udne, that's like a protection. V'litle l'udne l'hadinura, and you put the ear next to the fire. U'mizdara mizika, as long as you're careful from any breeze. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, laisi gufsa dekanya atika bar meyashnin. Bring a reed tube, 100 years old. 100 years old, find some old reeds. Velimlechei milcha galal nisa, and you salt it, or limle, you fill it with this type of salt. Veliklei velidbek, and it gets, you burn it, and then you stick it on. Vesimanech, all of these, remedies for ear problems, retiva liyavesha, viyavesha liyavesha. The moist ones are good for a dry ear problem. The dry ones are good for a moist ear problem. Fine. Amar Abba Barzutra, Amar Chanina, if somebody's ear gets dislocated in some way, one is allowed to put it back on Shabbos. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, v'yad avalo b'sam, hands and not medicine. Why? Medicine is shchikas samamanim. If you could do something with hands, so then that's better. Ika da'amri, others say the opposite. B'sam avalo b'yad. Only sam not yad, by taima, mizrif, zarif. Why? Because you're going to cause a wound. By moving the ear, it's going to cause a wound. That's even worse. Wounding, chavala, is an isidar isa on Shabbos. Right? The medicine is just an isidar rabbanon. So better to take the medicine than to do the wounding. It's interesting. There's no Gemara in Shas that says explicitly that what the malacha of Chovel is. Which av malacha? Which is the av malacha of Chovel? It's not one of the 39. Go through any of the lists. But we know chavala is usher, right? The Torah has to go out of its way to say you're allowed to do brismila, bismano on Shabbos. Ubiyom ashmini, afilu b'Shabbos. Why? Because there's a malacha of Chovel. What is the av malacha that Chovel is included in? Right? It's not a separate thing. It's not like mechamer, right? Or tumin. It's included. So what is it? So various different days, at least four opinions that we've shown him. Rashi and Shabbos, Kuf Zayin, has two opinions. He says either it's shochet, right? Killing, not malach of Shabbat isn't killing, it's moving blood. So that chavala could also be included. Lishnachrina says Rashi, kiva diishlen or nitzva ha'or bedam. Dechayev mishum tzoveya, coloring. Chavala is coloring, you're wounding, but you're moving the dam, that's the key. The Rambam says dush. Rambam says dush. Dush is taking something out of its natural state, the seed out of the kernel, and the Rambam says milking a cow is dush. The Rambam says wounding. That's also the malacha of dush. Three of the opinions. There's others, but we'll leave it for that. But that's Mizraf Zarif. Period. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav Ayin Shemardin. Eye that starts coming out of its socket. Mutar l'kolkel b'Shabbos. You could apply medicine on Shabbos. Sarimine Hani Milihu Deshach Ki Samar Meyasmal. You might have thought that you originally thought that only if he ground medicine before Shabbos that you could apply on Shabbos. Avol Meshachik b'Shabbos. Vasuya Derech Shuzer Rabim Lo. But to do a Daraisa, to grind it and bring it, that's usur. Amalehu Mirabanan. Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, no. Ledidim Mifreshimine Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu Mishchak B'Shabbos. Even to grind it on Shabbos. Va'asu Yederach B'Shabbos Rabbi Mutter. Right, so you're going to lose the eye. It can be terrible, very dangerous, and therefore you could do that even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Sharal Michalena B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda allowed to apply this ointment on Shabbos. Amalehu Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Man Sayas LeYehuda Machal Shavi. Whoever listens to that psak Laheter, right, that's Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos. And ended up, Rahman al-Islam, he got that illness. Shalach le Shari Yawasser, so he, the one who said the psak is wrong, went to ask the one who gave the psak, is this mutter? Am I allowed to put this on Shabbos? Shalach le lekulei al-mashari l'didach aser. Everybody is mutter, but not for you. You screamed at the psak, and you said it was wrong, right? So you can't listen. And you screamed at me. You think it was my psak? Demar Shmuel, it's from Shmuel. It's from the great doctor of Shmuel. Tiahi amsa dahavi bei mar Shmuel. Shmuel once had a maidservant. The karche le'eni b'shabsa. Her eye became very inflamed on Shabbos. Tzavcha, she screamed, balak at ashkechba. But Shmuel didn't think that it was as serious as he should have thought. Paka edi, and her eye burst. Lamacher nafak mar Shmuel, right? Shmuel learns from experience. He goes out and darshint. Vidaresh ayin shemarda, mutal kokla b'shabbos. Why? By taima, dushuraini, de'ina, bu'ufsuna de'libatahu. Something about the eye and the heart being connected. The Rishonim try to figure out exactly what this means. Rashi and Tosfos and others. But either way, it's a very serious illness. And therefore, Shmuel says, you are mechalo Shabbos for it. The Chashuk Echemet here has another case, another discussion, talking about, he said, the case of a moel. A moel, you know, goes to a baby on Shabbos, and the family goes to the moel, and the moel says, the baby's yellow. I'm not going to do the mila next Shabbos. It's not going to be docha Shabbos. I'm not going to do it. Then they go to another moel. No, it's fine. You can do the bris. They go to a third moel. You can do the bris. They're like, fine, okay, the Brav Paskin, do the bris. Two out of three moelim say you can do the bris. So the first moel says, well, you asked me first. So if you ask me first, I get to do the bris, even though I said I wasn't going to do it. But if you can do it anyway, I'll do it. So he discusses in this context, you know, do we say, well, you said it's usser. You said we can't do the bris, and therefore, you know, we're going to leave you out. Interesting discussion and application. There are many issues about the eye operations. The Tzitz Eliezer has a discussion of an eye operation affecting the whole body, Birchas HaGomel. a lot related. Kigon mai, what are some eye ailments that are very serious? Amar Yehuda, kigon rira, you have a lot of discharge. Ditsa, you have a stabbing pain. Ditsa means to be inserted. Dama, there's blood coming out. Dimasa, extra tears. Vekitcha, it's burning. Vetchilas uchla, all of this is tchilas uchla, the beginning of the illness. Lafuke sof uchla, right? To go against, not like if it's the end of the illness, so then we say that one is not allowed to do these. Upsuche eina delo, and improving eye vision, that is not allowed on Shabbos, right? It's only healing, but not improving eye vision. Interesting discussion in the poskim. What about contact lenses? Contact lenses discussed by the poskim. So we generally hold the minhag olam, and the poskim say there's no problem with contact lenses. They quoted at one point, Rebbe Yashiv thought it was libun, and therefore, would be a problem. But the poskim say that there's nothing absorbed in. It's just surface dirt, and therefore, putting them into the renew is not going to be any problem on Shabbos. But that type of improving eye ailment is not a problem on Shabbos. Rebbe Yehuda, Zibura, Rebbe Yehuda says there are certain types of healings that you have to know. You have to know exactly what to do. Because if you do the wrong one, it's a problem. Zibura udacharze silva, someone who was bitten by a hornet or was pierced by a thorn, his skin, vesimta, some type of blister, utkav le'ene, and his eye hurts. Va'asi ilave ishto, he gets fever. Kulhu b'nei sakanta. All of these that lead to fever, that's dangerous. Chama lechama, vesilka letzina. A radish is good for a hot fever, vesilka latina, silka beets are good for a cold fever, vechilufe sakanta. But if you flip them, that's dangerous. Chamime lakraba vakariri lezibura, hot water for a scorpion bite, cold for a hornet bite, vechilufe sakanta, the opposite would be dangerous. Chamime lesilva vakariri lechas panisa, right, hot for a silva, for one type of illness, and cold for chas panisa, some type of facial scabs, vechilufe sakanta, the opposite is dangerous. Chala lesibure, what all of these, sibure is bloodletting. So chala, vinegar, somebody has vinegar on the day that, bloodlets, umonine, litanisa, and eating a little fish at the end of a fast, that's good. Vechilufe sakanta, but the opposite is sakana. Tachli, visikura sakanta, eating cress on the day of bloodletting is dangerous. Ishta, visibura sakanta, don't bloodlet when you have fever either. Kayev ene, visibure, sakanta, right, eye ailment and bloodletting, dangerous. Sheni ledag dam, you can bloodlet 2 days after eating fish. Sheni ledam dag, you can eat fish 2 days after getting bloodlet. Shlishi lo sakanta. But the third day would be a sakana. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That's Hashem by Tana Rabbanan. Hashem, we will continue. I'm not sure if the next daf will be up from the last cycle or not, but either way, we'll stop here on daf Chavtes.